Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
Last Friday night against the Omaha Lancers, the Waterloo Blackhawks could not overcome a three-goal deficit, but they managed to work by a two-goal hole on this Saturday night, 8 days later, to get a victory in Omaha, a road win for the Hawks, who improved their record to 500. It's time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Omaha had the opening two goals, the only goals in the first 40 minutes tonight. 12:32, the time of their first tally. It came on a turnover near the Blackhawk blue line, leading to a two-on-one look. Former Blackhawk Adam Cardona slipping a pass to Braden Beam, and Beam able to lift his shot off of Emmett Crotto. Crotto got a part of it, but not enough to hold it out. It made it inside the post at his right, and the Lancers ahead 1-0. Beam from Cardona at 12:32. 2-0 Lancers at 3:46 of the second period. In that instance, it was Marcus Broberg shooting from the left point. Emmett Crotto may have been screened with some bodies that came into his field of vision as that shot was being released. It went up over his left shoulder. Broberg's goal, assisted by Frank D'Ancona and Vincent Salici. Hawks in a hole. They were down two going to the third period and needed to rally in order to get something. They started that rally 6 minutes and 55 seconds into the final frame. Back to the line, taken away by McLean. And the Hawks start away 3-on-2. McLean feeds Hong at the Omaha line, drops it back across and misses. Procius has to play it off the boards, then into the slot. Hong turns and shoots. He scores! Here come the Hawks! James Hong had two assists against the Lancers on Friday last weekend, and he gets a goal. He's had a hand in all three scores the Hawks have in the series.
That was the 28th shot on goal of the night for the Blackhawks. It made it 2-1, James Hong's first of the season from Tyler Procius at 6:55. Procius involved in the next Blackhawks goal, the equalizer, which came about 7 minutes later.
Right point Procius, wrist shot tip, and Hrabal the save on that redirection by Lindberg. Right wing corner, Procius leaned on heavily, comes in front, Shifsky, a stuff attempt, he scores! Here come the Hawks, Garrett Shifsky, the finish, stick-handled Hrabal down and slipped it past his left skate. It's a new game with 5:42 left to play in the third period.
Shifsky's third of the weekend and fourth of the season at 14:18, set up by Procius and the Blackhawks. With a 2-2 score after coming back from a 2-0 deficit, there were still about 5 minutes and a half or so left to go. The Hawks did have a late power play, could not convert on it, and the game went to overtime on the first shift of the extra period. The Lancers had the puck into the Blackhawks zone, but could not get a chance on goal, and then the Hawks in business from that point.
Thorson getting back to find it in his defensive zone, though. And now Thorson up the ice. Banks went ahead. Shifsky plays the carom, comes into the offensive zone for Thorson, trying to win the game. He does! Hawks win! Gavin Thorson scores, beating Hrabal to the stick side. Waterloo 3, Omaha 2, as the Hawks come back from a 2-0 second intermission deficit. And Shifsky, who scored the game-tying goal, sets up Thorson for the winner.
Thorson's fourth of the season, the game winner in overtime from Shifsky and Pionk. And the Blackhawks at 37 seconds of overtime get the win. It was a night where the Blackhawks' power play did not produce. 0-for-5 tonight, but the Hawks were solid on the penalty kill. They went 3-for-3 against the Lancers. Hawks with the only shot on goal in overtime after outshooting the Lancers 15-7 in the third. The final totals favored the Blackhawks 35-28. Emmett Crotto picks up his third win, 26 saves to get it. And Michael Hrabal takes his third overtime or shootout loss of the season despite 32 saves. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. If you've got a surface that you need to protect or a look you want to transform, choose Rust-Oleum. Trusted quality since 1921, Rust-Oleum has a coating for every challenge. Their products available from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale.
Waterloo over Omaha, 3-2 in overtime. The Blackhawks pick up all four possible points during a road weekend as they visited Sioux Falls on Friday and earned a 5-2 victory Saturday in dramatic fashion, a 3-2 overtime win against the Lancers.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.